Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maya and Chloe with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
Brisbane families are feeling the pressure after having to keep up with increased private school fees and the growing competition rates of acceptance. Some have reported to be paying significantly more to accept a position for their child even years before they're able to walk through the gates. While there are varying schools that offer different pay rates, families are expected to pay as little as $50 to $100 just to lodge an application. On the more expensive end, schools like Brisbane Grammar require parents to pay $650 per child. While advanced payment comes out of tuition fees, at least 60% of the fees paid before lessons begin is absorbed by combined application and confirmation fees. Last year, Brisbane Grammar reported it received over $1.4 million from these fees alone.
Queensland beekeepers are calling for urgent new treatments as Varroa mite infestations continue to devastate honeybee colonies across the state. Industry members met in Bundaberg this week, warning current approved treatments are becoming less effective, with some mites developing resistance to synthetic chemicals. The Queensland government has ruled out direct financial support, but Primary Industries Minister Tony Perrett says an emergency roundtable will be held this month to discuss solutions. Experts warn the decline in bee populations could also impact pollination for crops, including almonds, avocados, and macadamias.
In national news, a bet made in Western Australia may have led to the development of concertina manufacturing. Through a challenge from his father, professional musician Eddie Jay has gone on to create a series of 3D printed instruments. He had made 10 prototypes before he made a design to sell. His father rejected it for his own classically made concertina, but Eddie kept on. They each take a month to print using carbon fiber, which he says sounds the loudest and sharpest. "I know how they work inside out," Jay says. I've had them apart and I had just adapted what I knew. Over 6 years, Jay has been printing and selling dozens of these small accordion-like projects all across the world. And 3D printing has become progressively more common for instruments such as guitars and flutes. For further projects, Eddie Jay is looking at computer numerical control router to use for wood projects. He says there is an irony there. "There's a full circle where I'm back to using wood to make beautiful instruments, even though it's using the cutting-edge technology that I feel more comfortable with."
Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics suggests that Australians felt a greater sense of life satisfaction during the pandemic than they did after the restrictions were lifted. The nation's cost of living crisis and falling real wages have exacerbated financial stress, meaning Australian citizens were more satisfied with their lives when they couldn't travel more than 5 kilometers from their home. The federal government provided considerable financial support through the first year of pandemic. This increased with increased welfare payments and an income support scheme so businesses could continue to pay their existing employees. Psychologist Sue Reed says that during COVID, there was a sense of togetherness in feeling that there was going to be an end point. However, with ongoing financial pressures, that end point feels more distant.
And in international news, after yesterday's hit, Donald Trump has recently cancelled planned strikes against Iran, saying discussion and final points are in motion. The US has reported the prospect of signing a peace deal. However, the latest update from Iran appears to douse that notion. Esmail Baghaei, a spokesperson for the Iranian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has said Iran will not compromise on its, quote, red lines, and that the signing of the agreement remained speculative as nothing has been finalized as the U.S. keep changing their position during discussions.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.